I think there are several factors, contributing factors. Number one, because of the male-dominating society, and that ideology being brought into this new society when they come to Australia. Number two, because of settlement issues that people face, and basically, the loss of male status in our community, the unemployment, the torture and trauma experiences, and that are some of the contributing factors that make people become cranky, become angry all the time. And another major problem is a generational issue between the younger generation who grew up in Sydney and become very assertive. They talk back to the parents, and the parents tend to think, what's going on? Why do these children now talk back to us without respecting us? And the communication become a major barrier between parents and children. That is one of the major problem, and as a result, child abuse and domestic violence. And I think men in general from Cambodian culture or from a lot of NASB cultures, I think that they feel threatened if they know now women have more rights than they used to have in their own country. You know, for a lot of women, it's very exciting, but for men, if they haven't gone through the process of educating themselves about why domestic violence, it's not like because I got more, money, I can abuse you anyway, but they need to think about that power dynamics within the family system. So if they understand that, they will be able to overcome that problem or prevent that problem. And that's one of the reasons we have that Men and Family Relationship Project.
Tell me about that.
These people do not have the skill to deal with the woman in the family. So we think that communication is about both way. Anyone knows about communication skill. So if you teach a woman keep doing that and the man doesn't take any responsibility, that is not working. You know? So we said men need to come to a realization that look, it's not only my wife's or my partner's problem, is my problem too. This is our model. We have individual counseling for men. We also have group work for men, and we're targeting, for instance, right now, this is a particular project, we're targeting the Cambodian group, the Laotian group, the Spanish-speaking, and the Vietnamese. And according to statistics, these community have a lot of domestic violent cases. By coming to group work, they understand family dynamics. They understand power dynamics within the family. Men need to realize that they're stronger physically. A lot of men don't know that. You would be surprised that a lot of people never think about that. They tend to think, I didn't realize that physically I can hurt people easily. But when they come to a realization that it can hurt children and women easily, they will realize, they wouldn't hit people before, they would think 10 times before they do that. And they also understand that there are help out there for them to get help basically before they do silly thing at home.